thank you for joining me for the story about the Forbes feud with the Lindsays. I'm Bart Forbes of the Clan Forbes Society. Now, the House of Forbes first met the Lindsays on the battlefield at Arbroath on January 24th, 1445, or 1446 in the modern Gregorian calendar. And now here's a bit of background on this conflict. The monks of the Abbey of Arbroath appointed Alexander Lindsay, Master of Crawford and Chief of the Lindsays, as the Bailie of the Regality, who was tasked with dispensing justice. Now, the Lindsays were allied with the Douglases, who were the most powerful family in Angus at this time. Unfortunately, Crawford used his position to house many of his somewhat boisterous men in the Abbey. Consequently, the monks replaced him with Alexander Ogilvy, who was the second Baron of Invercargill, who was a member of another powerful family in Angus, and in fact had his own family claim to the office. Now, the Master of Crawford disputed this appointment of Ogilvy and appeared before the Abbey with an army of 1,000 men recruited from the clans of Hamilton and Lindsay. And on his part, Ogilvy mustered his tenants and forces from his allies, such as Sir Alexander Seton of Gordon, Sir John Oliphant, James Maxwell of Teeling, Brookley of Gartley, Gordon of Barrowfield, and Sir William Forbes, 1st Lord of Pitsligo, who is the second son of Sir John Forbes of the Black Lip and the immediately younger brother of Alexander, the 1st Lord Forbes. Now, when he heard about his son's approach to the Abbey with 1,000 men, David Lindsay, the 3rd Earl of Crawford, rushed from Dundee to Arbroath. He tried to prevent any hostilities between the two forces by riding between the lines in order to confer with Ogilvy. Unfortunately, one of Ogilvy's men misunderstood his intent and threw a spear at him. The old earl was struck in the mouth and instantly died. As a result, about 100 men of Clydesdale began the charge of the Ogilvy forces. Unfortunately, they were driven from the field. That battle resulted in the death of Alexander Ogilvy, Brookley of Gartley, Gordon of Barrowfield, Sir Oliphant, and Sir William Forbes, 1st Lord Pitsligo. Now, the Forbeses did not forget the death of Lord Pitsligo at the hands of the Lindsays, so they took their revenge for Arbroath by utterly defeating the Lindsays at the Battle of Brechin in 1452. Now, here's some background on that conflict. In 1449, King James II raised Alexander Seton to the office of Lieutenant General of the Kingdom and to the peerage by styling him as the 1st Earl of Huntly and the Lord of Badenoch, Gordon, Strathbogie, and Cluny. Huntly later adopted the family name of Gordon in about 1457. Now, James II Lord Forbes had long been friendly with William Douglas, 8th Earl of Douglas, even when he was banished for his father's treachery against King James II. You can learn more about this story in the podcast on James, 2nd Lord Forbes. But anyway, when Douglas returned from banishment in 1451, Douglas himself began intriguing against the king again, this time with John MacDonald, 11th Earl of Ross, and the Lord of the Isles. And with, guess who, Alexander Lindsay, now 4th Earl of Crawford and Chief of the Lindsays. By this time, he had gained the nickname of Earl Beardy due to his large, bushy beard. Douglas also attempted to recruit Forbes, who steadfastly refused. So in 1452, King James II accused the Douglas of treachery. When Douglas refused to break the bond with Ross and his other allies, James became enraged, and he stabbed Douglas and pushed his body out of a window. Now, angered by the death of Douglas, Earl Beary rallied the Douglases and took up arms against the king. On the 18th of May, 1452, he met with the royal forces of the Earl of Huntly on a moor northeast of the parish of Brechin. Among his army were both James Forbes, the 2nd Lord Forbes, and his son William, who was later to become the 3rd Lord Forbes. Huntley's forces won this Battle of Brecon, but he lost nearly 60 gentlemen of rank, including his own brother and his two sons. As a result of this battle, Earl Beardy submitted to the king and was declared forfeit. However, the next year, the king granted Lindsay clemency, but he died shortly thereafter. His death ended the Lindsay feud with the Forbeses. You can learn more by visiting the Clan Forbes Society website, Facebook page, Instagram account, or YouTube channel. Just search for Clan Forbes Society.